simple as something that nobody knows.
All right, guys, good morning. Hey, got a lot of good stuff happening. And so you're going to love some of the stuff Stevie Boy has put together. And I've got some more things coming up. I thought I would start out, as usual, I'm going to get through and run through. We had another really at 400-something people on our client night last night, and we're just going to keep working on that, making it that much better. And but we got some cool things, a couple of things we're going to roll out today, as well as I just want to kind of hit you up on some stuff because I think it's important we're always getting better, right? Always getting better. So we're going to start out here and get my PowerPoint up and get things happening. I see all our guys are on here. And so, of course, if you have any trouble, Lucas is there and supported Sales Team Pro. Any ideas, please send them over. I mean, we're getting great ideas, and the best part about it is that we can implement a lot of them. You're going to see today something that's happening, and then a few other things that, you know, we've been talking about that's getting ready to come about because we take action, right? Isn't that what it is? It's not maybe, it's let's go do it. Let's don't try to do it. Let's just do it, right? What are we going to do? All right. So we're going to go out there and do some new things. So we'll show you a couple things. First off, we're going to do a special offer till the end of the month. You've got a bunch of friends out there that should be using Sales Team Pro. You got a bunch of your RVPs that should be using Sales Team Pro. You should be giving all of your team the free accounts. And I'm going to tell you why, because in a minute when I go through this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a reason why to be thinking correctly. And this whole thing, you know, we did our kickoff on the referral system, and we set up about getting referrals, why referrals are so important and stuff like that. So this is going to go along with this. And so I want to make sure that you reach out to your RVPs, and I'm going to show you why in just a minute, but we're going to give them $50 off the initial setup for anybody that signs up for any of the paid accounts. Of course, if you have people that are in your base shop, you should be giving them those free accounts automatically, and I'm going to show you why in just a second, what goes on. We've got a special offer on that. I want to also talk to you about some real estate stats. Ray Binkley has been working with me and got me some good information, and I want to give you some stats here just for a minute because I really believe that if you see, I was telling somebody this last week, I want to recruit people that have a built-in edge. When I was doing my overviews back in the days when I was, you know, at the biggest base shop I'd ever had, you know, I was having, you know, probably on a typical Tuesday night, Saturday morning, maybe 50 people each time, maybe 100 people coming through. And what I wanted to do was if I had somebody come walking in there that was sharp, okay, I wanted to let them know how important it was if they're sharp and they have a market, how they have a gold mine. So I would stand up and say, hey, if you're here for the first time, I want to welcome you out. Tonight we're going to be talking about our system and our referral system and all that kind of stuff. Are any of you from Nashville? And they would say, they hold their hand up. Great. Okay, good. Well, if you're here from Nashville, and you know, what a great city. I've been here my whole life. And one of the most important things you need to know is you're already sitting on a gold mine because you were born here. How about that? You've got tons of contacts. So when you're looking at this, I want you to look at it that way. At the same time, what I want to do is for those of you, maybe you're not from this area, it's not the end of the world. Okay. But you know, it may be a little bit more difficult getting started. All right. So right off the bat, I separated the people I wanted to recruit, right? So when I recruit people, what I want to do, I believe this, that if you get in your Uber, one of the best things about the Uber is it has a map where you want to end up. All right. If you were to get into without that GPS, then what you could do is just ride around the block for the rest of your life and never get where you want to go. Right. So what I want to do is I want to find people that have a built-in system. How about that? To where when I say, hey, you make $275 to $1,000 a sale on a life app, and you make, you know, if you do one sale a month, as a regional leader, you're going to end up making $54,000 a year, whatever it is, I want those people to say, hey, I've got 100 of those people right off. I got 200 of those people right off. And so what people do we, who have always said, I think real estate agents are a huge market for this. So let's talk about it. There's 2 million licensed in the United States. Now, let me explain what happens on it. When a realtor gets licensed, they decide they want to sell real estate. They go get a license. They recruit themselves. They sell. They spend several thousand dollars to be able to do this. Okay. So they spend money, a lot more than $74. All right. They do it. Their mindset is they want to be professional. There's 2 million of them. Then we have brokers. There's 106,000 brokers. So that's about 18 agents per broker. Kind of like an RVP, right? We got 5,000 RVPs and 120,000 agents. So what is that? About 24, okay, agents per RVP. So it's not very much off. So it's a small business owner, you know, that kind of thing. We've got a typical realtor is a 55-year-old white woman. How about that? All right. You can imagine that. You see them walking around, you know, you can almost look at some female that, and you're like, she's dressed sharp. I bet she's a real estate agent, right? And so they're out there running, doing that. Okay. 67% of realtors are 52 year or women at 52 years of age. They have 8 years of experience. So they've been running this game. They're 52 years old. They've had 8 years of experience and it's 67% women. All right. So this is an opportunity also for you to recruit women into the business, which I think, hey, we got, obviously, clearly women do a great job in our business. They work 34 hours a week on average and they make $42,000. So we can fix that, you know? And so, you know, they sell a house or two or something like that. So why wouldn't they want to add some things? Okay. 87% of them are independent contractors. How about that? All right. So what does it mean when you're an independent contractor? Congratulations, you're an independent contractor. You now get to provide all of your support system, your retirement plans, your insurance, all that kind of stuff. So we have, so they need us from a financial side. 93% of them, when it comes to technology, communicate through email. My girlfriend is a real estate agent, very successful. She's on the computer all the time. She uses social media, that kind of thing. 92% through texting if they're 49 years or younger. Okay, so text messaging is a big deal. 76% of females and 73% of males, that's or, use social media. 48% of all real estate firms cited that keeping up with the tech industry is one of the biggest challenges in their next 2 years. How about that? All right. So it's perfect market for doing something like that. So you guys have been asking about this. It's not that I hadn't wanted to do it. It's just been on the list. So get ready. Here's our realtor financial and recruiting webinar getting ready to come up and we're going to get this thing together and we'll be pulling in. I've got a lot of content already. We'll be reaching out to all of our key guys to make this thing work incredibly well. Here's how it's going to work. The first webinar is July 1st. It's going to be at 10 a.m. Pacific. The reason I did that is a Wednesday. I did that because, you know, this is more of the group of people that would be more inclined to do something during the day. All right. They get flexible schedules, stuff like that. So 10 a.m. Pacific, the first webinar, my intention is to run it for 1 hour and then repeat it every Wednesday. All right. So what will happen is this thing will be a recurring deal. You're going to be meeting realtors. Right now, we've got and I'm not sure how many are in Canada, but right now we got a couple million prospects we need to go talk to. So we might need to have more than one webinar. What do y'all think about that? All right. So we got 2 million prospects. Did you hear that? 2 million prospects that have a list, that are self-employed, that recruited themselves, that are commission only, that have no retirement plans, no insurance, they got nothing, and everybody can refer you to at least one or two automatically. So there we go. So we're repeat it every Wednesday. That thing will be going on. And by the way, last night, we ran the overview again last night. Dean, you did a great job last night, right? Guys, Dean, you did a great job.
Dean did a fantastic job. He doesn't know
it yet. He worked hard last night. Dean, you were working really hard, weren't you?
It was hard work the whole hour.
The whole hour of hard, very hard work. And so, guys, last night we repeated the webinar. I logged in, and I think we had like 70 people on there. I was like, all right, how about that? I mean, for the join the team, do the other one live. Guys, what we're doing is we're going to put a system in place to where you can plug your people in, okay? Plug it into money. As soon as we've gone through 9 classes, we had 3 more. The cool part is I've been working my rear off on these daggum PowerPoints, and I've got almost all of them done, where then we're going to take each of these presentations, hand them out to all of you, the people, and put take 2 people and put them together, do like we've been doing. And we're going to have everybody included in this. And then guess what's happening? We're going to be running these things 7 days a week. Client education is going to be 7 days a week. The overview, 7 days a week. The Wednesday webinar for realtors is going to be running. And what's going to happen is you're going to have the system to where you just plug people in. And this is all about what we're doing is building content. And content is key on anything. I mean, that is the key element. Once you have the content in place, you can reuse it over and over and over again. We record every one of these. So every Wednesday we do that, and we're going to target this toward personal finance and how to add financial services. So that's going to be what it's about. And I've been working a lot on it. I'll have all these stats that'll blow your mind. I mean, to give you an example, real estate and the stock market side by side, real estate has not kept up with the stock market. And so that means, and if you're a realtor and you make a $300,000 transaction and you leave it in 10 years from now, guess what? It doesn't matter if it's worth 500, 600, whatever, you got paid once. All right. So what we're going to have, show them all this kind of stuff anyway. So that's coming up. You're going to get a personal link to a landing page like the existing webinar. Steve will have this up next week. And so what's going to happen, we're working on the landing page, but just make the assumption that sometime next week, you'll have another one of these links. And when you see what we've done on the page to make it simple for you to do it, that's the link where you can share it. You send a realtor a text and say, hey, I want to send you this to this quick little webinar. Here's what we're going to do. It'll be cool. Anyway, you're going to get that. That's coming up. It's a done deal. Get ready for that. So now if you look at our system, we got monthly kickoff. We got fundamentals with the legends. We got our client education series. We got our marketing call. We got to join our team. Now we got a realtor webinar. How about that? So more things happening. And what I'm doing right now, guys, if you're wondering what goes on in my brain, what goes on in my brain is I want to have a system that runs on its own that I can spend all of my energy doing nothing more than plugging people into the system. All right. And we got some cool stuff going on. What Dean's doing right now, this FIN number app. I mean, we got all kinds of cool stuff happening that we're going to just keep on adding, keep on making it happen. So now I wanted to show you a couple. As we get into today, I'm going to talk more about referrals. I'm going to talk about what the system is, so you understand marketing, all right, and understand the way you got to be thinking. It says, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're in good hands, all right? So our competitors talk a good game, don't they? All right. They go in there and they talk customer service all the time. Well, I can give you some ideas about customer service. It says 90% of Americans use customer service as a factor in deciding whether or not to do business with a company. Right? Does it make sense? All right. Value is long remembered after the price is forgotten. Okay. People will pay more for quality, all right? If you're out buying many items, okay, what people cite is they buy items that need service behind it. How about that? And if you don't do that, they don't care what they got to pay on the front end as long as they can get what they need on the back end. Does that make sense? And so in our business, it's that way. 93% of customers are likely to make repeat purchases with companies who offer excellent customer service. That's HubSpot. If you want to go and learn about marketing, write this down. Go sign up for the HubSpot blog. HubSpot blog. Greatest, one of the best marketing newsletters you're ever going to get. I went to one of their conferences in Boston, three-day marketing conference. These guys are freaking the bomb. They're right up there behind Salesforce. 54% of customers used email for customer service last year, making it the most used digital channel for customer service. How about that? Forrester is the number one internet marketing research firm out there. Forrester is 54% of customers use email. How about that? 62% of customers want to communicate with companies via email for customer service. 48% want to use the phone, so you need to be calling. 42% live chat, and 36 are contact forms. Okay, these are things that we just keep working. Happy American customers will share their positive experience with 11 people. How about that? So how many referrals should you be getting? According to American Express, 11. Okay, if they're happy. So now you start thinking about, take everything you've got and exponentially grow your business through customer service. Listen to this, increasing retention rates by just 5% can increase profits between 25 and 95%. Bain & Company, that's where Pete Dawkins came from. Okay, for those of you that have been around for years, they're a consulting firm. Why does that happen? Because that 5% increase in customer retention adds to that one transaction in the form of a referral or a repeat and stuff like that. So you just never know what's going on. Yesterday, I got Mike Utes and Mike Armendariz are in town. And of course, I don't see them on the call. They're already gone to the golf course while I'm working here. But anyway, yesterday I let Mike Utes, he sit in on a $781,000 rollover I did off of a existing client that her husband had died. I wasn't the agent on it, but we've been followed up, had him in the database, all that. And when he died, okay, I asked a simple question. Do you have anybody working with you on with your money? And she said, no. He got to see a $781,000 rollover along with we got on the phone with Vanguard. In addition to that, there's another $200,000. That's what happens when you do it, okay? So the question is, do you believe if you had a system in place to always stay in touch and provide great customer service that it would make you money? Would it increase your referrals? That's the question. Do you think it would make you money? So what you got to do is you got to get in your mind, okay, why this thing's in place. So you got to stop the scorched earth selling, right? A lot of you guys right now, you're still doing it. You're scorched earth selling. What is scorched earth selling? You get a name, you follow up, you lose them, you don't do anything with it. That's why you have to, and when you're sitting on this call right now, you got to get in your mind that I have to change the way I do things. So what do? I have to get these people in. I got to start thinking in terms of how can I go about following up on people? So the question is, how many names have you lost and never followed up on again? How many appointments have you had canceled and stopped following up on? How many customers have you lost or stopped talking to? You've seen this slide before, but I don't think people really gather, okay, what causes a bad reputation. I don't think you gather what causes a good reputation. Sometimes you got to just think back and say, okay, what am I going to do? If American Express says one happy customer is 11, okay, how big exponentially can you do it if you stop the scorched earth selling? Take and pay attention that we have people we're doing business with. So here's my question is, what if you never lost a name? What if your team had never lost a name? Would it make you money? That's the thing you got to start thinking about. This is kind of a fundamental of what the whole marketing of Sales Team Pro came about. Marketing automation is you find the name, you enter it right in that little box. In this case, a lot of them, the internet does it this way. We have a Salesforce Then we follow up and follow up and convert and nurture and deliver, you know, getting people on all of these educational webinars, key element to what's going on. I mean, guys, I can tell you things that I get business. I think I told you the story last week where a lady called in. I don't even know the person that referred her. She called in to get a death claim handled, didn't know how to fill the form out. And when I got to down there, it was Philadelphia Life, not even Primerica Life. Somebody thought Primerica was Philadelphia. The lady I didn't even know her, referred to call Roy Matlock's office. And I get down there and there's this big, big rollover going on. So then the back end is you deliver and satisfy. Now look at this, attract, capture. So you're standing in line, you meet them, you attract, you capture their name, you're in the Uber, you're at the home getting referrals, you capture the lead, you stick it in the system, you nurture them along, you send them, and what is nurturing? Education, all that kind of stuff. You ultimately convert them, you follow through and satisfy, deliver and satisfy, go back and upsell all of them, add coverage, do more rollovers, and get referrals. Isn't that how the system works? That's the way you're supposed to do it. So what do? You start working about always optimize referrals. I showed you this is Every Shot Counts deal. This book is incredible. I've been reading on golf, but it applies to everything. And it's all about strokes gained. What that means is that you take your baseline and you say, okay, what can I do to gain? All right. And that's what we're doing. Always optimize. Referrals are the greatest optimizer. So now when you're doing things, I want you to think I'm selling you on today on using the system to get referrals, to get different outcomes. Okay. In business, you have three options with three different outcomes. I want you to think about this. First one, you could take a big risk. So I'm going to give you an example. Any restaurant you've ever gone into, all right, I don't think if it's a sit-down restaurant, that you can open it for less than a couple $100,000. I think that would be like a low end, $200,000. You know, you open it, you got to pay overhead, you got to fix the restaurant, got all the equipment, then you got employees, you got training, you got all this kind of stuff. You got managers, you got, it goes on and on and on. And you take a big risk, but do they even get a big reward, right? I don't even think they do. I mean, a big risk and a big reward would be, let's just take all my money and put it on red, roll it, and that's a big risk, and I get 100% gain or I'll lose it all, right? People do this kind of stuff all the time. They take big risk, big reward, okay? But in most cases, they take big risk, and what do? They lose their money. The next is a big risk and a small reward. That would be, again, that restaurant business. You know, you take a big risk, you could go out, you know, they go out of business all the time, and you can look at all these businesses, big risk, they get a small reward. So the third, which I like, is a small risk and a big reward. How about that? Y'all agree with that? So a small risk and a big reward. Okay. So in Primerica, what do you have? What things have the smallest risk and the biggest reward? A referral, right? How much does a referral cost? Zero, right? Doesn't cost anything. Overrides. I mean, think about this. When you recruit somebody, they pay their own fees. All right. They turn around and go out and do business and you get a check. And for most of you, if you hadn't got, you're newer in the business, you've been around for a while, let me tell you what overrides are. Overrides, it's great. I can guarantee you right now, I can pull my phone up and it'll say that I got paid last night. Somebody went and made a sale. How about that? It'll send me a text message like that. You know, I the only time I log into Primerica Online to check how much money I made. All right. I don't really look at anything else. That's what I do. Repeat business, right? How much cost is in that? Just provide customer service. And here's the last one. Okay. Your entire team using Sales Team Pro. You know why that? If you believe that staying in touch, how much does it cost you for your team to use it? Well, you give it to your guys, they use it, right? They pay their own way. They get it for free for a period of time. They pay their own way. Your RVPs pay their own way, and you increase your override. So if you're out there, you need to get your team using it. So the most important benefit of referrals is that they cost you nothing. And so we've been talking about referrals. I want to keep talking about referrals. Okay. So now what you want to do is train your people so they understand how to use the system. And I know Scott Whiteside told me, and I don't know if Scott's on here this morning or not. Let me see if Scott's in here. He may not be on the panelist link. But anyway, Scott was telling me, he's like, you know, I've been training every week on Sales Team Pro to get my guys doing it. Okay. So what you want to do, we're going to go through. I'm going to give you some other ideas. You want to be broadcasting to your guys. Okay. You need to stay in touch that way. This is part of no risk, big reward. You want to use your blog. We're going to go into that. We're going to talk about welcome emails, how to monitor your team. So today is about train and manage your team, how you can monitor all this kind of stuff. So what I'm going to do now is Steve. I want to bring up Steve. Steve has put together our new referral system. Okay. I mean, I don't remember who called me and they said, well, something's not working right, that kind of deal. So I decided, I'm like, Steve, let's fix this thing. So Steve, show them what's going on with the referral process that we put together.
All right, I'll set up here. So, okay, what we have here is this is my test account. And earlier today, my contact Cedric, I sent him a campaign, which I'll just show you in here, the campaign for.
Hey Steve, let's do this. Go to the dashboard first. Show them what you're doing on the dashboard.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to see all this. We're live.
All right, we'll start out with that first. So as soon as it loads here. Okay, so put a new section in here, kind of cleaned up things quite a bit. We put a new section in here that you can easily get to, publicly shareable links. And these are links that you can put in text messages, on social media, wherever. All you have to do is tap this little button right here, and it copies it to your clipboard. No copying, pasting, stuff like that. You click the button, and it's pasted. Copied, excuse me.
So basically, you click that little button, copy it. If you're on your phone, you want to send a text, copy it, paste it, send the text. You don't have to go highlight it anymore.
Yeah, when I copied that just now, here's what came up. So all you have to do is hit the button. That's going to save people a lot of effort. And it makes it better because you don't, like, if you miss the last letter or something in a link, your link won't work. So this kind of takes care of that. Okay, so there's that one. So we go back to the contacts, and earlier I had sent Cedric a request for a referral, and it's down same place it was in the client campaigns, down here at the bottom, refer a friend, and we'll just send it again just for giggles. So that's how that works. So Cedric is going to get an email, he already did, that says, thank you. And now this is a thank you to, we're assuming that Cedric's a client. It's been a pleasure working with you. And it asks for a referral. So when he clicks this button, he goes to the new refer a friend page. And this is all brand new and special. So it says, hi, Cedric. It picks up his name. And we're going to change the wording around in here a little bit.
Yeah, I'm working, guys. We got this thing out. We're doing a little bit tweaking on it on a few things. But anyway, it's working.
Yeah, constant, never-ending improvement, right? So I'm going to add my friend's name in, who just happens to be, what's his name? Joe Bob. Oh, let's do this again. And we ask for more information. I'm just going to grab some of this here, just show you what it is. And they press the submit button. So when it gets done talking back and forth, it says, Cedric, thanks for referring Joe Bob. And I don't know if you could hear in the background, but I just got a text message that said, Cedric just referred a friend to me. So I go back to my contacts. I open up my contacts page and I refresh it. And there he is. And we go down in here on the details tab at the very bottom. And here's referral information. Referred by my contact here, my referral's email address, and the note that I put in. Okay, that's what shows up on your contacts that have been referred to you by someone. You'll also get an email that tells, that notifies you of the referral. And I don't know which one of my gazillion email addresses.
So guys, so while Steve's looking that up, so what's going to happen is, and we're adding a couple more things in there. And this is after we got this work and we're making a couple of changes to the letter. The letter's going to say something like, you know, our referrals are very important, which to us, because it allows us to spend our time, you know, providing better customer service rather than looking for new customers. So we would appreciate your referrals to, you know, friends, family, and colleagues, that kind of deal. Okay. Then on the more information, it's going to say more information - how do you know each other, that kind of thing. And so that's in there. And then Steve, show the, and then the contact card also has who referred them. It filled that, correct?
Yes. Yes. So if I go back in here.
So now the referral came in and we go down the page and look what happened. Isn't that cool?
This is who referred him. This is who not. And this is the email that I just got. Hi, Steve, your contact. Okay. That's the wrong one. But anyway, and Philip just asked a good question. On this form.
Yes.
The name is required, and one of either email or telephone is required.
Right.
So doesn't matter which one, just one of. Yes. So that answers that one. Anything more you think I need to point out?
No, guys. Steve, I think it's a great job. I mean, I talked so you guys understand what I do. I talk to Steve. I give him – an idea, he takes it, and we haven't, I didn't even know, I saw this right before we got started today. He put this thing together, and when did you start on this, Steve?
A little less than a week ago.
Yeah, so this is the kind of stuff, when we, if you have ideas, and you want to send them over, great ideas that we can come up with, you know, one of the things that, I want to do is I want to make Sales Team Pro become a training center. And we're working on that. We got some cool things where we're organizing all of the video and stuff like that, where it's going to be a training center to where you can actually go in there and be able to tell what your team is doing as far as training and stuff like that. So anyway,
hey, Roy, there's a couple questions on here. People asking why not require both an email and a telephone? Or requiring a telephone. Yes, it's too limiting for people, because if they're going to refer someone to you, they may not know both the email and a telephone. They'll know one or the other, at least if they know both.
And one more thing about that. So let's say that Tommy Lee refers me to someone. I know it came from Tommy Lee. I can always call him up and say, hey, tell me about Cedric. You know, if I need more information on it. All right. So that's the good news. We can always follow up with the person that referred, because we knew who it was, that kind of thing. So anyway, so. All right.
Back to you.
Okay. Very good. Steve, great job, buddy. I mean, I'm telling you, it's incredible, the stuff that's going on right now. So I'm going to open it up. Then I think I'm going to get it, take a few minutes going to Sales Team Pro on just talk to you a little bit about what's coming forward. But comments, anybody? Any comments?
Well, first of all, that whole real estate thing, bro, is insane. I can't imagine anybody better kind of helping lead that than you. I think of, Jamie Kite a while back when she would teach us about how you've got to really have a bullseye client. She actually said, you can have multiple bullseye clients, but your communication has to be very zeroed in on people. If you have this real broad message all the time, your results are never as effective. And so I just think this idea of really zeroing in on a market like realtors and then being able to communicate in their language. I just think that's just going to be a really, really big deal. And then great job, Steve, just with making something simple to put out there, because I'm sure that goes out there from time to time. People are going to fill it out and there's going to be more business. And like you said, low risk, high reward, cost nothing. Incredible. And then I'm going to quote Tommy Lee. He'll probably say this, but you know, he said the training on Sunday was so good. He said that one training alone was worth $600, to be on Sales Team Pro for a year. And so just lots of great stuff.
Thanks, Dean. And guys, we are going to add one more thing to the, and this is a job, but we're adding the refer a friend link to every email campaign. All right. So we're going to always be asking for referrals. Every time an email goes out, it's going to be in there. It's just a matter we have to go through and redo. From what I understand, right, Steve, we have to go into every single individual campaign on that. Am I right?
Every single 100 and some odd campaigns, yeah. Yes.
So we're going to do that, but the key element is that, you know, I love referral business. I mean, it's just a referral business. It's just easy, guys. When you like to do all your appointments to where they call you and it's easy, that kind of thing. So anyway,
hey Roy.
Yeah. Hey Tommy. Hey buddy.
Hey man. Every time I get on these calls, I can't believe these are little adjustments, but these are huge. I mean, we got referred in somebody. I just got licensed in North Carolina and started doing some business with my buddy down there, and he referred somebody in, and the lady's got $1 million sitting in her checking account.
Oh wow!
And it came from everything comes from Sales Team Pro, you know, and like Dean said, with the real estate target, with optimizing, making these opportunity meetings every day, and we get to plug people in. I mean, just the value of this thing. Every move that you make, it just gets me jacked up. I look at new people coming in and they get started and they get their list going, knowing that they're going to be able to just click a button and send a campaign. And that referral thing is brilliant, man. It is absolutely brilliant. I'm not saying I was terrible at referrals, but it's nice to get referrals without even trying. And that's really what I see happening to me now. It's like these referrals are just coming and I'm not even asking that hard for them, and we're just keep getting them. So it's all revolves around this incredible tool that you created. So thanks, buddy. Just can't thank you enough. And this team, where this is going, is just going to be incredible. So thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, man. Hey, and guys, let me I'm going to show you in just a minute. We'll keep getting comments here, and then I'm going to show you a couple ideas on how to maximize this referral thing. So anyway, any other comments we got on here? Anybody else? So we got here. Anybody else comments?
Somebody asked about the time frame for getting the wording updated. Sometime in today, tomorrow maybe.
Yeah. We're just making a few little things on it. If they sent that out and hadn't been opened yet, I think it changes when you update it. Am I right or not?
No. The email's already gone out, it's gone.
All right. I got you. Okay. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. All right. So, guys, what I'm going to do now is, and then we'll get some Q&A. I'm going to go in to and show you a couple ideas on what I would be thinking about on all this kind of stuff. So let's just go right here real quick. Go to Sales Team Pro. All right, so when we go in here, one of the things that you can do is go in and do an advanced search. And I've shown you this before, but let's just go in here and pick out, if you're working through your system, you could go into your high lifetime value customers. Do that. If you want to do that, you could do purchase insurance, anything you want to do on that. But the most important thing you do is you go in, and if you want to send an email blast, you go in and it says email. So let's go to, so what we do, we go to email. Hang on a second. All right. And it says email is not empty. Okay. So if you do nothing more than that, okay, that will give you a list. Okay. Now, so I got 3,700 names in there. The email is 3776. So I could go in there and take that whole list. And let me go back a second. Create a new list. I'll show you how we do this. So let's just build a new list. And I'm going to say referral. Referral campaign 37027. Okay. So what I'm going to do, and I'm going to just do this right now, just because I can. How about that? So check this out. So we go in here and we do, go here. And we're going to go with the email is not empty, right? We're going to go with a zip code 37027. How about that? Make sense? We'll get that list. All right. So that gives me 55 names. We'll take all those and I'm going to add them to a custom list. Go down the page, right? Referral campaign to 37027. I'm going to do that, right? Got that? So I got 55 names in there. All right. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to broadcast. And I'm going to come down here. And I'm going to go to that list right there. I'm then going to select the campaign. Go down here to the clients. Client campaigns, I'm going to select refer a friend, right? I'm going to add it to a campaign, and I'm going to go ask for 55 people to send me a referral. I just did it. How about that, guys? See how that works? They're right there. I just sent out an email to 55 people asking for a referral. Is that freaking stupid? This is called making money, guys. This is what you do. You sit there and you say, man, how long would it take me to call 55 people? How long did we get a timer on that? How long did that happen? What was it like? 60 seconds? And guys, you realize I could have done it to 1,000 people if I wanted to, right? So what you got to do, you got to start there. Learn how to use this stuff, okay? So let me give you a couple more things that you might want to think about in doing this. Your team page has got a lot of things on here, okay, that you can do. You can go in, you can email your team right there. You can write out the email, do whatever you want to do on that. You can personalize it by putting the name in. Once you hit send, it tells you how long, okay, or it tells you automatically it'll show you how many people are on it. It goes out to everybody. You don't have, if they're in Sales Team Pro, they're there. Okay. They'll get the email. You can go in and look at what they're doing. Okay. All y'all know Kristen, right? So there you go. I can look at what she's up to. All right. And so the point being is you can sort your team, you can do all that kind of stuff. Now We also have the ability to broadcast, go out here, let's go back to the dashboard, and we can post to the blog. All right. So what does the blog do? Well, the blog, okay, it says right here, add a blog post. So this is every Max account has a blog. Okay. So it goes right there. And then all you have to do is hit a new post and you put in whatever you want to do. I would be, if you're out there building your base shop, you ought to be doing this twice a week, two or three times a week, sending out good information. Okay. And all you do is you add media, you put in whatever you're going to do. It's like, you know, good info. Okay. For recruiting, whatever. And then I just go right there. And if I want to, any of these I've already uploaded. So I can say, here's a recruiting and building PowerPoint. And I insert it in there. There it is right there. And then I can view it, preview it on my blog. It's going to look like this, right? And it's, of course, we've got to put recruit in there. That's the password. So it's all password protected. All right. So now I've got that. And the moment that I, well, let me type it in again. Let me see, R-U-I-T. The moment that I send this thing, okay, or save it, that's going to go out and they can tap it. And then they end up getting all of that. They can download it. So I can go back and say recent post, Chris Howard training. How about that? That's pretty good, right? So I post it and there it is. All right. Or I can go out all the way back in time. Look at all this kind of stuff. Let's go back to March of 20 or August of 2018. What is in there? So a brand new recruit can go in and look at all my securities training. How about that? All right. So yeah, that was when I spoke at Hector's and rolled out Sales Team Pro. And these are all my securities tapes and stuff like that. So all of that is there. Family Financial Workshop, Fundamentals. And guys, if you want to, I know some people will be asking, I'll put it in there, what you can do if you want to get up, be able to get into my blog. But the point being is every one of you have a blog and it's a resource for training. All right. So what I want to do is I want to be able to do something once and push it out, you know, forever. And that's how you do it. The blog is another way of doing it. So anyway, I wanted to show you that. So we're going to leave the page, that kind of deal. But if you want to go to the blog, it's Roy Matlock. Let me copy this. Hold up. You're welcome to sign up for the blog. And I put a little sign up link right on there. And you can go in there. Let me post this into the deal here. Where's my... Okay. Hold on 1 second. Steve, you want to post that for me? Let me see here.
I missed what you were asking.
Here we go. I'll post it right now, guys. If you want to do it, the password is recruit to all attendees. There you go. All right. And you can get in there and the password is recruit. So anyway, guys, anything else? I don't have a lot more today. I hope this has been beneficial. Now we're running along and I want to encourage all. I do want to say this. We've got, you know, the 4th of July holidays coming up. So our kickoff meeting will be the following, not the first Saturday, but it'll be the second Saturday. And it's going to be focused on 3 hours on recruiting and how to max out and do that kind of stuff. So we, you know, we have a lot of the guys that use Sales Team Pro. You may think you can't recruit big. Okay. A lot of you are good producers and you've got your base going, but guys, you can recruit, you can do it all. And so we're going to have our kickoff meeting decided. We're going to put it, it's going to be all about recruiting and how to use, you know, systems in order to recruit people and make things happen. So anyway, let's see if we got, yes, the question is the blog a team tool. Yes, it's only on the Max account is what it is. So if you have a Max account, it's there. You've got your name dot baseshopnews.com. Is there a campaign for people that don't want to join but might know somebody? Actually, there is. If you look in some of your introduction campaigns, yes, there is. Yes, password is recruit. Once a person has opted out, can they be deleted? You can do it, but you don't want to opt. They may have opted out of email. That doesn't mean that sometimes people make mistakes. They didn't opt out of you talking to them. What else we got?
Hey, Roy, I need to add something in that even if you delete the person, that the opt-out record on that email address is kept, so you can't delete them and then put them back in because it will still show as being opted out. If you have somebody that opted out by mistake, you can send a ticket to support at salesteampro.net. And in very limited cases, we can change the opt-in thing, but we'll need to hear what we'll need to see an email from your customer that says, you know, oops, I goofed up. I didn't really want to opt out. Will you put me back in?
Okay. All right. Do we have any, I'm looking through these things. Anything else on here? Yes. Blog is password protected. Recruit. Do you do digital scheduling only versus paper? Yes. And guys, I do, we do Acuity. Okay. If you go to your link, right on your resource page, I can show you that real fast. So we got Sales Team Pro. And we do that while we're at it. Any other comments, questions, anything, your Acuity link, go to resources and you can sign up for that right there. And that's your digital calendar. We use that thing all the time. And when you do, where's Acuity at? Right there, Acuity scheduling. When you do it, you can also put your Zoom link in there. Another thing too, I've had people ask me about Answer Connect. That's who we use for phone service. So that's something, if you click that link, we've got it all set up. I have 24-hour answering service as well. So anyway, any other comments? Anybody?
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, who we got?
It's Ray. Hey,
bud.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Good, brother. No, just great job. You know, this is like a, you know, when you go, I don't have anything more for you. This is like a fire hose, you know. You just kind of go through this thing, boom, 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 boom. We got new people on here right now. We got older people like myself on here. Ed Randall and I were talking yesterday, and this is just so much great stuff, right? You know, and you're giving us this information right here. And I know it's secondhand for you. It's probably like a new, we get on POL and we're showing somebody, boom, 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 boom. There may even be, this is just an idea that maybe we have, you know, a flat out training just, I don't know if it's the RVPs or all the paid max accounts. I'm not sure. I do know this. Saturday, because of what you did for Rusty Crossland, it opened up a whole new mindset of people who are like, this is unbelievable. I think the more people understand this, the more it's Sales Team Pro is just going to be that training platform that you're talking about.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You know, the guys, there's, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, if you spend a lot of energy on something, you know, I mean, I know everything about it. And I say, I know everything about it. Steve knows everything about it. I know 99.9%. And what I would encourage you to do is, you know, I got up this morning, I get up every morning, 6 a.m., usually 6:30, something like that. I go to Starbucks. I sit there. I do all my reading and stuff like that. And then I save articles I start working on things. And what you have to do, if you want to become a great marketer, you have to put time into it. It's just what it is. I mean, I've been reading marketing stuff and I've had my 1 hour every morning to more. Okay. I've been doing it, gosh, for 30 years, you know? And so what you do, you just keep working that way until one day you just think that way. And Sales Team Pro, what we're going to do, what Sales Team Pro we can do, especially with having somebody, you know, I tell people this, and what Steve has done and the whole team, Lucas and Brian, what they do is Kristen is doing a great job on the, on getting all of our webinars working. It's a team. So we got a good team of people. And then what I do is I have these ideas, and then I get these ideas from you. And then what we're able to do is put them on digital. You understand that? It's the difference. It's now digital where it used to be paper. And it allows you to, you realize if I don't wanted to send out 50 postcards, like I just did now, 50 emails, it would have cost me $50. It would cost me days. It would cost me time. If I wanted to call them, it would take me how long to even reach somebody, that kind of thing. So we have the ability right now to do things that we've never done. And so what you have to do is say to yourself, all right, I'm going to learn how to do the things like this, all right, that normally you wouldn't do. And it takes time. But if you want to be a pro, guess what? Go be a pro, all right? And get to a point. So as an example, guys, right now when I get done, I'm leaving out of here, and I'm taking a break the rest of the week. And my break isn't going to be completely, but I got 4 days of golf coming, all right? I'm leaving here and playing golf for 4 days, and then it's the weekend, all right? And so between now and then, you know, I was sitting on the deck on the rooftop, smoking a cigar, listening to Sunday Night Training, right? And I was like, that's what you want. You want a system. You want a system that allows you, okay, to get a life, right? That's what your goal is. We have, that's our goal. Our goal, you know, my goal is to put in place a system I can work. The beauty part about it is without our big subscriber base, if you guys, you know, paying your 49 or whatever you're paying, it doesn't allow me to have a team, all right, that like Steve and the group that we've got. So then we couldn't do this. And so what happens is I'm using this thing. I want to get to the point where the system's running all along. I'll come do my Tuesdays, and then guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be sending everybody I can every day. If I meet somebody new, I want to put them in, I want to plug them in, make things happen. And so we just got to keep thinking about, you know, how big you want to be, because, you know, I saw the person I introduced you to, Ray, had signed up. I got a text message showing that she'd signed up for the overview last night. So you just got to think through, yeah, and the client education series. So, guys, it's never been a better time to get busy. All right. And you got to get busy, and you got to start saying a few things to yourself, like, I'm going to give it all I got, because one of the number one things that happened to me that changed me was I would sit in these events. I was making like 80 grand a year. And I'd listen to these people, and I'd be taking notes. And when I take notes, I would say something like, get committed, go to work. Get committed, go to work. Those were my notes, okay? In other words, I knew what to do. I just wasn't doing it. I wasn't disciplined the way I needed to be. I didn't get obsessed about it. Get committed, go to work. Get committed, go to work. Get committed, go to work. And then what ended up happening is I got committed, and I went to work. And I saw my income go from 80 grand hating life to 900,000, you know, 4 or 5 years later. And I went from being broke basically to having $1 million in cash. I changed my whole mentality. All right. And when I looked at it, then I said to myself, I don't need to go to work and get committed. I did it. All right. And people would ask me, they said, well, how did you do it? And I said, well, you know, to begin with, I outworked all 100,000 people. All right. In a 4-year period, I outworked everybody 100%. Okay. They're like, are you kidding? No, I'm telling you, that's what I did. I outworked everybody. All right. And that's how I built my business. And so for you right now, if you're sitting on the call, you've got to put the effort in. You got to really start thinking about that effort and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be committed. I am committed. All right. I am going to work hard. I'm going to use tools to exponentially grow my business. All right. I mean, I look back right now and I think, golly, I mean, I'll bet you that looking back in time, if I had a database like this, I bet you I'd have 500,000 names in there, you know, that you know, could be working. So think about this, guys. I hope today helped. So what's next is we've got Thursday night, and I want to pick on you a little bit. Thursday night, we've got the repeat of what I did last night. A lot of good detail information on last night's client's night. But the other thing is that you need to stay focused on pushing your people into that join the team meeting, all right? Because that right there, you want to get to a point where, hey, I don't care how you build your business. If you want to have 10 personal producers, okay, that's fine. Because, you know, I'd love to have 10 $100,000 earners that are direct to me that are personal producers. I'm fine with that. But guys, you want to take advantage of building a business and building a team. And so you want to put people into that. And then the other thing is this, you want to make sure you get your people. And Josh Huffman is going to be our host on Sunday night. We're going to have a great training again Sunday night. So plan on that. And then next week, we're going to start out with retirement plans and college plans and do a review. I did a lot of stuff on pandemic last night and markets and declines. So we'll review that. And then on top of that, we got a great thing coming up. So and then next Tuesday, I'll be back. And so you got to plug in. You got to get committed to the deal. You want to make sure, do not let a Monday or Thursday pass you that you don't have people in that first timers deal. If you'll do that, you know, that's twice a week. You know, you got to have people in there. If you do that, you start seeing your business grow. And I can tell you that never has there been a better time ever since the company began for you to build something. All right. There's never been a better time. You know, there's no borders. You can do business all over, you know, I mean, you can do anything you want to do, but you got to just get your head right and get it rolling. So with that, I don't think I've got anything else. Anybody else? We'll shut her down. Okay. Get busy. I'll talk to you guys next week.